Scripture lesson this morning is James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. If any among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. Elijah was a man of like nature with ourselves, and he prayed frequently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and earth brought forth its fruits. This ends the scripture reading.
I want to start today off with a question. And that question is this. How many people here have ever borne witness to a miracle? Yeah. If you've seen a miracle in your life, if you didn't raise your hand just now, you might not have raised your hand because you haven't seen a miracle, and you might not have raised your hand because you think raising your hand in church is silly. But if you haven't seen a miracle, I would invite you to talk to one of the people that just raised their hand about what it is that they witnessed, about what it is that they experienced, about what it is that happened. Miracles, sort of by definition, don't happen every day, right? Because if it happens every day, we sort of come to expect it. We think of it as part of the natural world, but a miracle goes beyond, right? A miracle doesn't happen very often, but when it does, you are aware that God was there and that God acted in whatever that moment was. Whatever that moment was, whether it was one of those Jesus take the wheel moments, right? You know what I'm talking about? Some of you don't listen to country music. That's okay. Really, it's okay. But the Jesus take the wheel. Like, I'm skidding around on ice, and I'm absolutely sure I'm going to run into something, and this is going to be bad, and all of a sudden, things just straighten out, and you're even in the right lane, and you keep on going. Maybe it's a healing where the cancer was coming on strong, and then the doctors can't explain it, but there's remission. And maybe it's a healing of a different nature where someone wakes up one day and through the power of the Holy Spirit, they are able to overcome an addiction after struggling with it for years and years and years. God is miraculous in a number of different ways. And today we're looking at the healing. In our scripture today, it talked a lot about prayer. Did you see how prayer came up over and over and over again in that particular piece of scripture? And so today, as we think about healing, as we think about God healing us in body, in mind, and in spirit, when we think about that, I want you to think about prayer as leading the way. I don't know if, I won't ask for another show of hands, but prayer sometimes is the thing that we put off. Sometimes prayer in our lives, we get so busy and we get so focused on trying to solve the problem, whatever it is, by ourselves, that we forget to invite God into it. I don't know if you've ever had a situation like that, where we get so focused on what the problem is that we forget to lift it up to the problem solver. Right? And today, that's going to be the beginning and middle and end of the message. I want to encourage you to just take your bulletins home, read through this, but go back to that scripture this afternoon and reread it and ask yourself about how your prayer life is, because it says wondrous things about the power of prayer. Be a people of prayer. Be a people that bring that healing power into your own life and into the lives of your family and into the lives of your friends and into the lives even of people that you don't know. When you become that person, God is going to give you those opportunities. So be that person of prayer. Amen.